Port Huron City Council met last night. First time that they talked budget in a council session, at least in terms of a hearing on the budget. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, the upcoming year's budget, that's the main topic of conversation, I think, for council. You got another special meeting on the budget scheduled for this week, too, don't you?
Yes, we have a meeting Thursday night at 5 p.m. That's a special meeting in the conference room. That's the opportunity for the council to sit down and discuss the nuts and bolts of the budget amongst ourselves, and certainly it's open to the public. But, you know, that is a more casual atmosphere for us to discuss the different things in the budget. Although this year's budget is up a little bit, it really isn't much different than last year's budget. The only difference, pretty basically, is the fact that employees did get raises this year, which has hadn't happened in many, many years. So that was incorporated into the budget, so that did increase it. And then there was some, in the capital improvement side, there was some improvements that needed to be done that we had matching funds through grants for. So it really isn't much different than the budget that was last year.
As you know, I guess that is pretty typical when there aren't any major undertakings. You mentioned raises, which we haven't seen in a while. Years ago, it was more about where could we cut from the budget. And there were so
Correct.
Many cuts. You were pretty bare bones there for a while.
It was, and it really still is, because none of those things that were cut have been brought back. It's just, you know, kind of, I guess, lack of a better word, status quo, and then the increase, just like I said, for due to the wage increase, which is certainly something we needed to do. It had been since pretty much, I think, 2010, there was one raise in there since then, and that was about it. So certainly the employees have sacrificed a lot in different things and benefits and that, so it was certainly needed.
Where does the budget go from here? There was a hearing last night. As you said, Thursday evening, the council will really kind of go over it with a fine-tooth comb. When will it come up for passage?
It comes up at the next meeting. It does have to be adopted by the end of May. It's supposed to be 30 days in advance of the end of the fiscal year, which, of course, is the end of June. So we have a meeting. Of course, it's not the regular Monday meeting. It's the it'll be Tuesday, the next meeting, because of Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, that's right.
Yeah,
man.
So that meeting is the one in which the budget will get adopted.
How are we this close to summer already, Pauline?
Well, you better tell Mother Nature that we're this close to summer.
I know. Nothing.
Because it's not been a nice spring at
all. No, nothing we can do about that.
Although there is sunshine out there this morning.
It's going to get better. I am told it's going to get better. And boy, what a great summer we've got to look forward to, where this city can really shine. The City Flats Hotel is, you know, everybody got a chance to see that at the Eddie Awards the other night. And there's other events coming up there. I mean, there's a lot going on in Port Huron, isn't there?
There is. There continues to be some new stores downtown, you know, different things going on. It's, you know, one of the things we did approve was a neighborhood. It's a NEZ, it's called, and it's a tax incentive, and it was for Landmark, which is Larry Jones and that group, and he's doing some more work downtown. So we just finished the loft project, and they're going to work on the Winkleman's, the old Winkleman's. Of course, a lot of people probably don't even know what the Winkleman's building is. If you're old like me, you do. But yeah, and so it continues to have progress. So you're right. City Flats opened up, and you've got work on the Harrington, and we've got a lot of summertime activities planned. I think it's going to be bustling.
I guess we won't have this conversation in 2 weeks after the meeting on the 28th, because we'll be heading up to Mackinac Island at that point.
That's right.
The Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference. This will be the fourth year that there's been a large contingent from St. Clair County there, and I think that says a lot about the progress of not just Port Huron, but the greater Port Huron area here in the county.
Well, it does, and and that is one good conference to go up to and you know, kind of tout the things that are good in St. Clair County and let people know. And you know, I think we've gotten more recognition than we had. I mean, a lot of people didn't know who we were. You know, 4 years ago, like you said, you have the bigger counties, the city of Detroit, all of that. They, you know, get recognition, and we weren't. So it has helped bring us to the forefront, and I think there's so many things that we can be proud of.
No doubt about it. We'll be talking about it all in a couple of weeks up on Mackinac Island. Pauline, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.